Los.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis.
Smoke.
I make fart noises with my mouth.
Los and Smoke.
T'was the night before Thanksgiving, and all through Los's basement, we're getting drunk.
Here's a good part. We're two turkeys down here.
Two turkeys in Los's basement.
Right.
Yes.
And lots to feed from. I don't know what that means.
Huh?
Don't know what that means.
I have no clue what that means.
I'm already on my fourth beer.
Nice.
Let me go. Let me go.
Why don't you just start doing shots of tequila? I mean, the bottle's right next to you.
Yeah, but that's not the good stuff.
That's not the good stuff. What is it then?
It's Cactus Jack tequila. That's the stuff you mix with other stuff. You don't do shots of that.
Oh, really? Why do you have it then?
Because I just wanted to try it. This liquor dispenser thing.
You got a bottle of Thunderbird here somewhere?
I probably do, actually.
Maybe a nice bottle of Night Train. What's this?
Mad Dog 2020.
Have you had that stuff ever?
Mad Dog 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That was a college drink, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was a college student at one point.
Yeah. You just found a bottle of $2 booze and drank it down.
Oh, and a $6 case of Milwaukee's Best.
Oh, the Beast.
The Beast. And there's a reason why they put Best on there, by the way.
Why is that?
Because it's the best. For $6, it is the best.
I think we had that debate one day, and you guys actually told me they just don't put Best on the can.
You just can't throw around Best like that.
Of course.
They had to do something to make it the best.
What they did was make it really cheap.
$6 a case, the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Reverend Smoke and Steve. He is Los. We are Los and Smoke. And this is the podcast on the night before Thanksgiving. We just decided to choose tonight because basically going out is just worthless this night.
Oh.
It really, it's amateur night out there is what it is.
Well, on top of that, with all the police barricades and stuff, it's just better to get drunk and get sauced in your own house.
they can't really pull
you over for DUI trying to stumble to bed.
That is true. That is true.
And I'm going to try that tonight.
It's not that we don't like going out. No, far from it.
No,
we certainly love it. But, you know, nights like tonight. Oh, I'm getting a little static.
Ooh.
There we go. What?
Steve's playing with this thing.
Hey, I'm playing with the microphone. Stop that.
That's what we're
calling
it.
Don't give the people out there the wrong idea. I would never play with my thing during the podcast.
As far as I know. I can't see from the waist down. So.
My hands are above the bar at all times.
You're very flexible, though.
I think. Well, what?
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I'm over 300 pounds. There's no flexibility here. I'm not like I'm a gymnast or anything. But
you can make some money off that.
I bet you could. I don't know. What are you saying? Hold on.
I'm holding.
Talk for a second, Los. I've got to fix something.
You got it. I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. It's a great time of year, and if you're drinking, make sure that you get someone else to drive because it's bad.
All right. Now that we got all the serious shit over with, you know?
I didn't have anything funny to say.
I was going to
pull my finger there, but that didn't work out.
Well, a fart over a podcast? We could do that. That would raise the level right away.
The fartcast. Really the fartcast.
Because I'll say something, and this will kind of lead into what we wanted to at least start talking about, is that I got a little feedback on last week's podcast. I don't know how much feedback you heard.
I heard some from some people at work that listened to it, and they thought it was hysterical.
Okay. Well, when we got to the point, when we got to the Inga-isms, it really took off.
Yeah, that was great stuff.
That was fantastic stuff. But I did get at least a little bit of feedback from at least one listener who said they couldn't make it through the first 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were 10 minutes.
They were, this sucks. Click. They were done.
So we need a hook.
We definitely need a hook. And my hook for this guy is going to be, I'm going to call him out right here.
Okay. Who is the guy?
I'm going to say, it's, if you know the LOV blog, it's the Mize.
He's always controversial.
He's a drunk.
Yeah, seriously.
But we love him. He's a drunk, but we love him. You know?
I guess. He's actually pretty creative with what he writes.
You know, he is. He's very creative with what he writes.
He's still an asshole, though. Oh, I did say that.
You called the Mize an asshole?
I called the fucker out.
No, you did not.
I sure did.
No, you did. Mize, we don't mean that.
No, get past the first 10 minutes, fuckface. It's enough cursing for me tonight.
So anyway, but I did take that feedback to heart.
All right.
A little bit. So, you know,
what are we going to do about this?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to, what I wanted to say is, we started off by saying something about Mize, and hey, Mize, I hope you're out there getting drunk tonight like Los is. I'm going to try to keep it to one beer.
Bah.
Because I do have to drive home from here.
Bah. You don't have to.
No, but, you know, hey.
You don't have to.
She's waiting for me.
Yeah, but still, you don't have to.
Maybe that wouldn't matter, but she is waiting for me.
Well, okay. If you want to leave, you can leave, but hey, beer's free over here.
That's true. Well, I'm going to take advantage of a couple more, sure.
Okay.
Fine. But what I figured I'd do is we would acknowledge some of the people out there that are listening, because what I did today, I actually, as part of Podomatic, they actually have a map of where people are downloading these things from.
That's pretty cool. I thought that was part of the advanced package.
Yeah, but apparently we get just the downloads. I don't think we get the page views. There's a whole bunch of different things for podcasts. You divide it up between downloads, between page views, between feed views, between subscribers. I don't know what the hell it all means. Really?
Wow.
It's just, if the number gets bigger, it's good.
That's what she said.
But, yeah.
First one of the night.
First one of at least, I don't know, three.
Yeah, right.
The over-under tonight on that is three. We'll see if we hit that. But don't try for it. That would be faking it. You know? It's got to come naturally.
I won't use it on that one.
I tried to set you up.
Okay.
There.
All right.
But anyway, I would think that the most important one of those are the downloads, because that's what people actually take the file and put it in their computer.
They put some work into it, and they're actually intending to listen to it.
Yes. So I want to say hi. We'll start in America.
Oh, we have more than just the United States. We are international?
I did not tell Los any of this.
Wow.
I'm here to surprise him.
I'm already surprised.
This podcast is international.
I can't believe that.
Right. But in the U.S. of A, or as Borat likes to call it, the U.S. and A.
By the way, fantastic movie.
Oh yeah. Totally fantastic.
There's 5 minutes of absolute disgustingness in it, but it's still
I'm
funny.
Sure that those who listen to this podcast have either heard about that 5 minutes of disgustingness or have seen it.
And if not, you guys suck.
And by the way, is disgustingness a word?
Sure. If it's not, we're going to make it a word.
Well,
seriously, 10 years ago, podcasting wasn't a word.
You're right.
So
I think we're going to try to disgustingness. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your assignment for this week. Use the word disgustingness.
Absolutely.
In a sentence and to a random passerby and see what they say.
I want to make this word spread.
As long as you don't want to make anything else spread, fine.
All right.
But we could start locally and say hi to the people in Malvern, to the people in Devon. There are people out there who
are
like
the upscale area.
That's where the money is.
I know.
In the Philadelphia area. So
hey,
to those of you,
hey, you two or three people out there in Malvern and Devon,
send us money.
Send us money, spread the word, and maybe get us some advertising or something.
Yeah,
how cool would that be?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I would love it.
And then we can go out to, there's somebody downloading out in Downingtown.
Wow.
East Narton in Montgomery County.
I think Downingtown, I think that might be KP.
You think you might be right.
I think it might be KP.
That might be KP.
Yeah. I told him about it, so he may have
I know he did comment on it.
Yes.
So to KP, hey, how's it going?
Big red-haired bastard.
Red-haired
I'm sorry. Hairless bastard.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
Oh! Shot out of nowhere.
I have no room to talk, right. Apparently.
So, but then it goes to, from Malvern and Devon to Kensington. Now, Kensington is a section of Philadelphia, shall we say, not quite Malvern.
Ghetto fab. Ghetto fab.
But we got a listener there.
Kensington.
We've got a listener in Kensington. As a matter of fact, I even narrowed it down to the street corner.
Oh, my.
You can go in on the website to this map. It points it out, and you can actually zoom in.
We're going
to
stalk you.
No.
Kensington.
I can't get the exact address, but I did get Tioga and Crystal. In Philadelphia, to that guy who's downloading in Kensington at Tioga and Crystal, he's downloaded three times. He even says how many times they've downloaded.
That's amazing.
So there are people out there who have downloaded this podcast 10 times.
10 times? We've only done 5.
Exactly. So I don't know what's going on there. You're either downloading it twice a week or...
By the way, when can we start doing our greatest hits? Like, we've got 5 under our belt.
Well, now, wait. You've got to at least get up to about 15 or 16.
All right.
Well, how many tracks are on a greatest hits album? Like U2, you get about 18 of them.
Yeah, but AHA has a greatest hits album.
Why?
That's what I'm saying. If they can do it, why can't we? That's all I'm saying.
Did they? What you say? What was it? Is it a single, like an A side and a B side? Their greatest hits.
That's... Apparently, there's like 18 songs. They were probably pretty big in Europe or something.
Well,
I have no idea. I have no idea.
That's like the greatest hits of Nina.
99 Luftballons.
99 Luftballons.
They would have the American, the English, and the German language version of that.
Yes,
they'd have to.
Sure.
I used to be able to sing the German version of that.
Well, don't do that now, please.
No, I won't.
Please stop. But now, this is hard to explain. In Trenton, New Jersey, there's a place that has downloaded it 32 times. Now, Could that be like a central server, like from Lockheed or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Laurel is where we are. Trenton's about an hour or like 35 minutes from that.
I don't know. But somebody in Trenton downloaded this 32 times. Unless it's like a company that loves us.
Yeah, I doubt that. I guess it could be Lockheed Martin.
Maybe it's
my company I used to work. I'm working for another week.
Los got another job, by the way. Congratulations!
Thanks.
And Los is moving up in the world, or moving sideways in the world.
I think it's diagonally up.
Moving diagonally up. Los will now be an employee of Vanguard, which means he's not going to be handling your mutual funds, but he is going to have access to them.
Right.
He'll be with the same computers. So if any of you have Vanguard, watch your ass.
I'll use it for advertising.
That's good. That's good. But yes, so I don't know what the deal is in Princeton, but we do have people in New Jersey. Well, I said Princeton, Mount Holly, Cherry Hill. Mount Holly's probably near Mount Laurel where you guys
It's right
in
there.
That
Cherry
area.
Hill, both of those are right near there.
And Medford Lakes, I think I know who that person is.
That's Pork and Beans, I think.
No, actually, I think that's someone else.
Okay.
Medford, I know someone in Medford Lakes.
So
well, where are Pork and Beans from? Are they from Medford?
Well, Beans is from right around
Beans
there.
Is from, okay. Yeah. Maybe it is him. Who knows?
I don't know.
Then fuck me. I don't I'm an
I
idiot.
Ain't that drunk. Not even close to that drunk yet.
Now we go outside of, we got a few in New York. I think we know who they are.
Yes. I would say Fair Maiden and El Padrino.
Of course. At least a few of them, sure. Massachusetts, my old stomping grounds.
You only got two up there, Steve.
Gotta say Plymouth, Massachusetts, there's somebody who downloads.
Only two.
What?
How many friends did you had more friends up there?
I had a lot of friends, but none of them listened to
the word out.
None of them listened to this.
Well, what does that say about you?
I'm lazy.
Fuck.
Or either that, or I don't want them to hear this shit.
Oh, stop it.
I don't know. But
get them on it.
Hey,
I said it.
That's what she said.
Oh boy. It's two.
That's two. Thank you very much. What? Oh, wait a second. Snoopy's yelling from the back. What?
Yeah, she's trying to change the channel. The remote control is right there on the air.
Trying to change the channel. There's sports on.
I know. But she's
trying to change the channel?
She's watching the Madonna concert. You got to keep that on mute.
She's going to watch the Madonna concert here? Near us?
I hope not.
Carl, what happened to your balls?
What balls?
Look, I'm just going to say it right here. Your woman is over there turning the Madonna concert on in the middle of our podcast. What happened to your balls?
Exactly what's happened to your balls?
I don't have any more.
Right. Right.
I lost them about a year ago. Yes, Snoopy?
Well, I don't know how to work the remote control. So
well, that's because you're a woman.
Women have to use two hands on the remote control.
I'll tell you what, I made the best pizza upstairs.
She did. I can smell it, but I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
And I may not get a slice now.
It's got a bubbly brown
texture.
Oh, jeez. Oh, so did Carl last night.
Oh.
But
ouch.
So,
you better watch your step.
Thank you.
Go back and watch your little Madonna
concert. Yeah, go back and watch your little...
Where's your sports on?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's only the Sixers. We really don't care. But
there is no sports in Philly.
AI's out with a toothache.
See, he is? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He had the wisdom tooth.
Yeah.
I had those pulled years ago. What's he waiting for? I don't know. But anyway, we're off the beaten path here.
Right. So. Let's go back. Talk some more about...
Let's see. This is just in America, ladies and gentlemen. Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C. We have a few there. Tennessee... Say hi to Tennessee. Chicago, we've got more than
Tennessee.
A few.
Tennessee, I wonder who that would be.
I don't know. Maybe we don't know them.
Could be George Parsons.
You think?
He lives in Tennessee.
Do you think KP told George?
Maybe Artie or Stick told him.
Maybe. Does Artie listen? I don't
know. They know about it.
Okay.
So I don't know if they listen or not.
Gotcha. Well, now, of course, Wisconsin, because that's where Mize is from, but I also think we have a couple more people
that
there.
That dick?
Yes. Oops, I broke his bar.
Not the first time.
Toronto? I think that's the Jay White.
Really? You think so?
I think so, because he's a Toronto guy. And
he's
I know
prick Notre Dame fan.
Yeah.
I did say that.
Yes, he is.
And if they play in a national championship game this year, it's a crying shame.
His dad went to Notre Dame and was an All-American. I mean, this guy's got it in his blood.
I don't give a shit. I really don't care.
Los is bitter.
I think everybody that goes to Notre Dame gets to be an All-American because Notre Dame sucks. That doesn't make any sense, but you understand. Notre Dame gets all the recognition for no fucking reason.
Wow.
Oh, I did say it.
Wow.
I hate Notre Dame.
Wow.
I hate Notre Dame.
This is explicit. Like,
hate the Irish.
No, you just hate Notre Dame. You don't hate the
Fighting Irish. I hate
them. You hate the school. Let's make this clear here.
I respect.
We don't want you to be Michael Richards all of a sudden
Actually, I have no problem with the Jay White rooting for Notre Dame because he has a connection to Notre Dame.
Yes.
But for all those fuckhats that root for Notre Dame with no connection to Notre Dame, it's ridiculous.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is your second assignment. We want you to use the term fuckhat in a sentence along with disgustingness. And if you use them together,
that's
you get
bonus
five
points.
Extra bonus points.
That's right.
Los and smoke points,
that's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
You know, Jay White, you can root for Notre Dame. I understand.
Yeah,
for all those
right.
other assholes.
Just you. You're the only one that's okay. Yeah.
No, anyone that went to Notre Dame, anyone that had family or friends that went to Notre Dame, fine.
Fine.
But if you live in the Philadelphia area and you're rooting for Notre Dame because you like
it.
That little Fighting Irish dude, go fuck yourself. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I understand that there is no football, college football in Philadelphia. Temple sucks, but you can't root for Notre Dame. It's so far out west at this point. No, absolutely not.
Are you done?
No. Go ahead. Go on.
Can I get a shout out for Detroit, Michigan? We've got a few there.
That's cool.
And I think I know at least a couple of them.
Well, I am.
I am unstoppable.
Absolutely.
And I think Christina as well.
Yeah, I think she's. Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool.
How you guys doing? We're saying hello.
By the way, I have no problems with any of the Detroit teams. Except for the Red Wings a little bit. I'm still a little miffed from the 1997 Stanley Cup Finals.
I still got a little beef with the Pistons.
Yeah.
You know, they took Larry Brown
Whatever.
From us.
He was leaving.
Yeah.
It was 5+ years.
Right. And that whole Isaiah Thomas, Bill Laimbeer thing. I wasn't too cool with that either.
That's okay. Detroit is one of the cities
we hate the least. We got respect for Detroit.
Yeah,
we got mad respect for Detroit. Atlanta?
Okay.
We got a few in Atlanta. I think I know a couple of who they are.
Not too. A big fan of Michael Vick, though.
No, who is?
Right.
Except anyone in Atlanta. But
I think they're losing.
You want to start something? We got listeners in Dallas.
Hey! I'll tell you what. I have no problems with the Dallas Stars.
No? Or the Dallas Mavericks?
No, not really.
Texas Rangers.
Yeah,
no problem. We won't go on from there.
No.
We've got more listeners in Houston. Austin, Texas. Houston, Texas. Not bad.
Wow.
Kansas, Nebraska.
Kansas?
You know where
we... Do they have internet access in Nebraska?
Apparently, do they
tie the internet poles to the cord?
In at least two places.
Must be a cyber cafe out there.
I think so, yes. You know where we have one of the biggest concentrations of listeners? Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona, baby.
Wow. That's where I would love to vacation there. Maybe retire there someday.
Yeah, because they got desert and... What else?
The Cardinals.
They got the Cardinals. They got a team who won a World Series in the time that we didn't. You know?
Right. I'm fine with that.
With one of our old pitchers.
No, it just seems like it's nice and sunny there all the time.
It's also the home of Bambi and Dirty Birdie.
Dirty Birdie, I think they're out there.
And also Zeke.
Zeke.
He lives in Phoenix.
Zeke and I had a little problem there.
Yes, you did.
A couple weeks ago.
But you got to know something. Zeke and I had a problem a long time ago, and now we co-created the blog together.
No, that's cool. He's come onto my blog site and talked, so
yeah,
I have no problems
with
it.
He's having fun. I love
it.
Zeke's just being a dick.
I like how everyone warned me. You can go on all day. I could probably go on all day, too, maybe. Maybe not.
Zeke's just being a dick because that's what he does. It's great. It's fantastic. You got to love it. We also get out to San Diego, Los Angeles, Denver, Washington State, both Seattle and another town, which I didn't look up. And we seem to have a big listenership. We have a guy downloading in San Francisco 9 times.
It's Barry Bonds. He knows I hate him. He knows I hate Barry Bonds.
And 7 times.
Barry, stop downloading our podcast,
yes.
You dick.
And 7 times in San Jose.
Wow.
So we're pretty good in the Bay Area. But nobody in Oakland. What's the deal? What the fuck?
Apparently Randy Moss does not have internet.
Hey, or Hammer does. He has a blog. And I don't think he lives in Oakland anymore. But he's an Oakland guy.
Yeah.
He's in Atlanta.
He will always be MC Hammer in my mind.
So that's America.
That's America.
Yeah, that's America.
Holy shit.
You want to hear where we've been downloaded nationally?
I guess.
Well, I kind of warned you of one, but can I get a shout out for Sydney, Australia?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's a land down under.
Oh, yeah. And
I have a feeling I know who that is.
So do I. And may I say, Hubba hubba.
Hey, Steph, how you doing?
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Spread the word down there.
Hey, spread
We'll
something.
Even try to do accents. I can only do a German accent, though.
That wouldn't be good in Australia.
No,
I mean, we can, you know, I've watched a lot. I've only watched maybe like 10 minutes of Crocodile Dundee. That's all I have to go on.
I watched the first two Crocodile Dundee movies.
Oh, really?
And also I watched The Crocodile Hunter religiously back in the day.
Okay. But are you proud of the Crocodile Dundee thing?
It was funny. It was
quirky. Wait, I almost forgot. I go to Outback Steakhouse a lot. That's got to count for something.
Hey, how about the old WWF wrestler?
Outback Jack.
Outback Jack. Yeah. He was awful.
He was. He sucked ass. I tell you, he really did.
And he also wrestled. I didn't know about the sucking ass part, but apparently Steve.
Well, I saw a video. It was very disturbing.
Oh, boy.
your homeland.
Deutschland,
Uber Alles, baby.
Who is downloading me and us in Germany?
Frankfurt, Germany, and Berlin.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have relatives there or not.
God,
I do down in Bavaria, but they probably... I think they just got flushable toilets there.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding.
In Munich?
No, it's outside of Munich. It's not too far, about half an hour from Munich.
Okay. How about Krakow, Poland?
Well, my dad does speak Polish a little bit.
Okay. We've got a listener there. Somebody's downloaded our podcast in Krakow, Poland.
Can he understand us?
No, I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. I'm hoping maybe one of these guys will get in touch with us.
Well, you know what? They do teach English as one of the languages.
Well, it would make sense. Yeah, I'm sure.
English, French. We don't learn any of that stuff until high school.
How about Oslo, Norway?
John A. John A. Kalen is from...
Johnny Kalen is Norwegian?
Yes,
I never really knew that.
Yes.
That would explain it. That would explain
what
why
does
he...
What does that explain?
I don't know.
It explains nothing about him.
Explain, you know... I don't know what it explains. It just sounded
his
funny.
His love for Coco's Pizza?
Yes.
You think Norwegians like Coco's Pizza?
You know, no one else gets that joke except KP and whoever else in that connection listens. No one else out there. I'm telling you, the guy in Berlin, Germany doesn't get that joke, right?
Maybe he's been to America before.
Perhaps.
Philadelphia.
He knows about the Kalens. Kalens are worldwide.
Well,
let's see. Who
he's
else?
Been to my website. He knows about the Kalens.
Aarhus, Denmark. We've got a listener in Aarhus, Denmark. I've never heard of Aarhus.
Apparently, everyone that likes the Olympics likes us.
Yeah.
These are the countries, at least the Winter Olympics.
Let's see. I wrote this down. I believe it's in France. Habu Borden. France.
the only countries I know are Paris, France, and Grenoble, France. And the only reason I know Grenoble is because Andre the Giant was from there.
Those are really big countries, Paris and Grenoble.
No, the cities in France. That's the beer talking. Cities in France. Those are the only two cities I know in France.
And let me also say a nice shout out to Trelli, Italy.
Wow.
We've got somebody in the middle of Italy who
one of our old allies.
Yes. And also one of our old enemies.
No, the Germans?
No, one of your old Germans. Oh, yeah,
exactly.
That's right. The Axis. You were part
that's
of the
right.
Axis. Quiriat Get Israel.
Oh.
We have Israel, ladies and gentlemen.
Do I need to start with this one?
Don't do that. We want to be nice to our friends in Israel.
I actually do have I do have Jewish friends, and I have no problems with the Jewish people.
The fact that you needed to clarify that,
no,
that's
I
good.
Well, I know that the last podcast, people probably were like, oh my God, Carl's German.
Well, Carl is German, and we make a lot of jokes about him, which really are just, you know, we make jokes about Carl just because.
I hate everybody.
Yeah, equally.
Everybody.
Yes.
I hate all of you.
Yes, he hates all the listeners.
I am should love that.
And I've saved this one for last. Sibiu, Romania.
Wow.
Somebody has downloaded our podcast.
Must have been Borat.
In Sibiu, Romania, 10 times.
10 times?
10 times.
In Romania?
I don't... There's a gentleman or a lady who listens to us in Romania and apparently listens to us a lot.
That's ridiculous. I have to tell you
ridiculous.
This right now.
What is wrong?
Whoever you are in Romania, once is enough. 10 times? Are you crazy?
I would like somebody to explain why they feel the need to download it over and over again.
This is from one person?
Yes.
Are you sure?
One person downloaded this 10 times. One person in San Francisco downloads it 9 times. One person in San Jose, 7 times.
Steve, I could understand if that came from Poland.
Yeah.
But Romania.
Now, what are you doing? You're making Polish jokes now.
That's right. We have someone from Krakow, Poland. Sorry. But you have to understand, we love Polish jokes in the States.
Yeah, we do. We can't get enough of those.
Especially, and blonde jokes, too. Maybe it was a blonde Romanian Polak.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast exists just to piss off everybody who listens to us. We want to get down to zero listenership.
Right. No. Like Howard Stern, if you hate us, you may start listening to us more to see what we say next.
Maybe. Either that or, you know, we're not that damn funny.
No. Thank you. I think we're... Okay, we're not that funny.
No, we're not that damn funny. We just aren't.
Maybe I should. Okay.
Now, that's just the people who download. I do know for a fact that there is somebody in Northern Ireland who listens, but probably doesn't download. So, or just hits the feed.
How do you know that?
Because he got in touch with me, Wayne. Wayne Ordinary American, who has his own podcast called Letters to America.
Okay.
He's somebody who comments on my blog. He's an American living over there. So if he's listening to this one, Wayne, how you doing?
You're having a Coors Light for you.
Yeah, we are. We are having beer just for
Budweiser.
You.
Budweiser. Not Guinness, unfortunately.
No. We should.
That's expensive.
Why don't you have it? Yeah, it is.
Like, that's why.
Because you're cheap.
Because I'm a cheap. I look for bargains.
Pabst, Beast, it's...
Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Sometimes.
But Coors Light is still...
It's the piss of beer. Well, there goes that advertising slogan. Whoops.
The piss of beer, ladies. Which is pretty apropos after about five of them.
That's right.
It is.
You're just renting the space.
Ladies and gentlemen, to all those people who download, we thank you. Please keep doing it. Please stick with us. Hopefully, we've entertained you in some
way. Give us some feedback, too.
Yeah, there is an email address on our website, losandsmoke.podomatic.com. I don't know what the email address is exactly because we haven't used it yet, but there is a link there. I think it's losandsmoke@podomatic.com. Don't quote me. You've used it?
I've seen it. It's basically been like emails from Podomatic.
All right.
So,
but you know, like I said, a lot of people don't want to give don't give feedback. But we'd like to hear from you. Tell us what the hell you think and tell us what you hate. You know, if you like the Mize and you thought the first 10 minutes last week sucked major ass, tell us because we want to get better. We want to entertain you. That's all we want to entertain the world.
We only want to suck major ass in certain circumstances.
Actually, I don't think I ever want to suck major ass in any circumstance. It's just not my thing. So, I don't know if it's your thing.
All right. Well, like for instance, young Vanessa Williams came up to you.
No.
She said,
I'm not into.
She said, Rev, I want you to suck my major ass.
Would I get to suck anything else? Like
sure.
After the ass,
sure.
Or is it just ass?
No, everything.
I mean, if it led to something else, perhaps.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I want you to suck
certain
major ass.
Circumstances.
Whew, wow, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm just going to tell my fiance, no, we didn't do a podcast this week. No, don't bother downloading. You hear about me
that
sucking.
That episode six?
Not sucking Vanessa Williams' ass here.
It's
that's
not
really...
real. It doesn't count.
So we also wanted to get a little topical with this one. We have a few minutes left. What do you want to get topical about here?
I think the big news story of the week was Michael Richards.
Yeah, how did that happen?
The big
news story of the week should usually be like something political or something major. Somehow the big news story of the week became Kramer.
Yeah. Other topical news stories usually are Michael Jackson or O.J. Simpson.
Or in entertainment, well, O.J. was last week. O.J. is so last week now.
O.J. was number two.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's funny, though. This is probably the best thing that's happened to Michael Richards' career because we're actually talking about
exactly.
him.
Exactly. No one's talked about him since Seinfeld ended, and now all of a sudden everyone's...
And he even had a second TV show after Seinfeld,
mm-hmm.
and it sucked.
It did. He's the man just showed himself as a one-trick pony is what he did.
Well, that's great, though, because I think he can actually turn this into a positive.
To our international friends out there... Who may not know much about... Maybe they do know about Seinfeld. Maybe they don't. This gentleman was at a comedy show on Saturday, this past Saturday, had a heckler, happened to be two black men. And these guys were giving him a little grief, and he lost it on them. Didn't know how to handle them, so he started shouting racial epithets at them. This all
word over and over again.
And you know, it's not like he shouted it once. He kept going and kept going, and it all got caught on tape.
And the crowd didn't know what to do. If you see the video, you can go to YouTube probably and find it.
It is on YouTube. If you look up Michael Richards, you will find it. If you have not seen it yet, then go see it. But it's some of the most awkward television ever.
It's crazy.
And then the follow-up. I don't know if you saw the follow-up, which
Letterman?
On Letterman, yeah. That was just equally as awkward. Because you know what was awkward about it?
He's trying
He's trying to apologize, and the crowd was laughing in the first minute.
They thought it was all a big joke.
Because what they see, there's Kramer. Hey, it's Kramer.
Yeah. He's doing one of his funny things again.
He's doing his thing. He's waving his arms. He's gone, you know, he's smacking his head, and you know, and they're all going, ha, ha, ha. And then Jerry Seinfeld goes, stop it. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
Jerry Seinfeld admonishes them.
Oh.
What a dick, first of all.
You know why Jerry's doing this, don't you?
Oh, I know why he's doing it.
He's trying to save his Seinfeld empire.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to
Because right now, there's rumors going around that Fox may drop his syndicated show.
Because of that. Okay, wait a minute.
So that's why he's doing damage control.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Fox would drop his syndicated... Why?
Because they think it's too controversial at this point. But, well, I mean, I'm still watching Seinfeld.
Fox was the same network that was almost going to air the OJ interview.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Now, all of a sudden, they have a pang of consciousness. Now they claim that the OJ Simpson was going to give the interview. They pulled it. But they claim that it was, we suddenly got an outcry over it, and they wanted to do the right thing. Bullshit! Exactly. You know why they pulled it? I'll tell you why they pulled it. I bet you nobody would buy advertising.
That's gotta be it.
Because I guarantee you that TV special would have drawn ratings.
Oh, God.
It would have drawn major...
I would have watched it just out of curiosity.
Yes, but you know what that would also would have done? You would have watched it, and then you wouldn't have bought the book.
I would have bought the book to begin with.
Well, yeah, but you know, anyone who would decide to buy the book, why would they? They would just watch the TV show and get the whole story.
You're going
to
see it eventually anyway.
All right. But then the second thing I'm thinking is that an advertiser would not want to be associated with that.
No.
This is where it works the opposite way here. This is a where you may have 30 million viewers. You would want to get your advertising on with that. But now you got 30 million viewers seeing your product associated with O.J. Simpson. Kiss of death.
I don't think. I think some of these advertisers just overreact to everything.
Well, they probably do, but
seriously, if they showed the OJ thing, the TV show, and Charmin did a commercial, I would never associate Charmin with OJ Simpson.
You might not, but someone would.
Come on.
Someone would.
Are you crazy? It's that small little wing of the religious right.
Remember, well, no.
Three or four people that email the company a million times, and the company starts thinking, shit.
Well, wait, remember this. There's a lot of idiots out there.
But it's a lot of loud fuckers.
Yeah.
That cause all the problems.
You're just talking about the complaints.
Correct.
No, I'm talking about people associating the product that may not complain, but they'll always think, "Oh, Charmin, I saw that on the OJ show."
Crazy.
I'll go buy Markel instead.
Oh, Markel's on sale this week.
It might be.
that's ridiculous.
So we in a way you can kind of link the two because they're on top of each other. But yes, Michael Richards. He's an idiot. He didn't know how to handle a heckler.
No, but this is his moment in the sun now. He's got a second chance. He's got a lot of people interested in him all of a sudden. Now, if he can spin this a certain way, where he can maybe like do interview shows, write a book about why he did this,
uh-huh.
He can generate some money off of this.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I think he can.
I don't know if it's that interesting for a book.
Well, I think he could do something with this.
Do something. Well, if you believe in the adage
He's got
that,
the spotlight now.
If you believe in the adage that all publicity is good.
Yeah. I believe in the adage that all publicity is potentially good.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how you spin it.
Well, yes. Just ask Mel Gibson.
Correct. Well, he got his name out there. Now people are talking about Apocalyptipo or whatever that... Acalyptipo or whatever his new movie is.
God bless you.
Yeah, that movie. I don't know what it's called.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's us being political or being topical. We're not going to be political because that would just bore the living piss out of you is what it would do.
And you lean so far to the left that my house may turn on its side. May turn on its side. And I don't want that to happen.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that you might be a little bit of a liberal.
You think?
A little bit.
Just a little?
A little bit.
Nice. So, anything else we want to throw out there? Any good stories that you have? Any good bullshit?
No.
No?
I have nothing to say. No, just my new job. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, see
it.
Well, next time, you can report on your travails on, switching the jobs.
We want listeners, right? Maybe I'll find something about... I don't know, when I shit my pants for the last time at my parents' house or something like that.
What?
No, when I was a kid.
Oh.
Yeah, my mom.
I thought it was like two weeks ago.
My mom that potty trained me.
One quick story to end it off, people. You're getting a bonus.
She threatened me. Like, I used to go outside in the backyard and hide behind a tree and shit myself. I remember part of this.
Okay. How old were you?
Like almost three.
Okay.
And
so why would you do this?
Because I wasn't potty trained yet. I was afraid of taking a dump on the toilet.
Okay.
I was afraid of being in the toilet.
Which would come back to haunt you later.
Sure.
I was in the toilet. Yes.
This is why I shit myself, Mom.
It's all her fault.
No. So my mom, I wanted to go out back to play. I told her to play, but I think she knew and I knew that I was going to go back there and take another growler in my pants.
You wouldn't even take your pants off.
No.
No.
So my mom said, if you go to the bathroom outside, you're going to be grounded until you go to the bathroom inside.
Okay.
So I went outside, took a dump in my pants, and I was grounded for 3 days.
3 days?
I didn't take a shit for 3 days.
Holy shit.
No. No holy shit.
No holy shit.
No shit. Oh, yeah.
3 days without
until
a growl.
Until I finally was about to explode, and I finally ripped some tree bark off in the toilet. Finally made some spin art in the toilet.
Finally took the Browns to the Super Bowl.
That's
ladies
right.
And gentlemen, let's get the hell out.
You're welcome for that one. It's a bonus.
Oh, Lord.
There's more stories like that around somewhere.
Are there really?
Sure.
God, I hope not.
Thanks. So anyway,
we gotta get out of here.
Okay. What are we playing?
I am playing Electric Six.
I know, but I can't. I don't have.
That's right. You don't have the headphones. I do. There's something very wrong with us. So let's go out tonight.
Oh, I like that one. That's a perfect way to end.
Well, we hope you stuck around on this one.
Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, have a good one.
Stuff your face full of those dead turkey carcasses.
Get a lot of leg,
baby.
I am the Reverend Smokin' Steve. He is Los. Thanks for putting up with us this long. Thank you, world.
Gobble, gobble.